Hello, my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to Straight Talk on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. Today, I want to share with you something that I believe can help you take your business to the next level. But before I do, I really want to jump into a topic that I think causes people to drown in quicksand. What is that topic? Well, it's simply fear of rejection. You see, I want to talk to you today about how you can actually eliminate fear of rejection, because I really believe this is true. I hope it's not true for you, but I'm sure it's true for a lot of your people, because I know it's true for some of the people in my organization. It's the thing that holds people back, fear of rejection. So if we can figure out how to eliminate fear of rejection, then I think you and your team will be much more productive and much more successful. So as we talk about how to eliminate fear of rejection, maybe we should kind of talk about how to eliminate acceptance, the need for acceptance, because it's kind of the same thing. And I'll jump into that a little bit deeper here in just a second. But, you know, stop and ask yourself, why is fear of rejection so powerful? Well, I think for most people, it's probably because there is a high degree of perceived pain when it comes to rejection. You know, when you are offering your product or your business, or you're pitching your product on Facebook, online, offline, at a meeting, outside of a meeting, in the grocery store, wherever you do your deal, wherever you do what you do, you probably don't do it enough because of this thing called fear of rejection. And when somebody says no to you, you equate that to pain. In many cases, I think it's because people are concerned about how other people will think of them. Or maybe it's because you want people to accept you and like you and agree with you. And instead of risking them not agreeing with you, you don't even bring it up. Because you're afraid that they won't agree with you, they will reject your offer, your beliefs, and what you do for a living, whether it be part-time or full-time. Now, the tragedy is, these people who have no interest in paying your mortgage or your car payment or your house payment are actually controlling your productivity, your actions, your income, and kind of holding you from accomplishing your dreams and goals. I'll tell you, that's not a smart approach, and you know this. So I want to bring this subconscious thing up to the conscious level, and I want you really to become aware of this thing called fear of rejection. And I want you to get this. If somebody rejects your offer of your product or your business, it's just that. They're not rejecting you as a person. Maybe they are. But it's rare that they are. Maybe they think you're in one of those pyramid deals. Okay? And how could you be so foolish? Well, the reality of it is that's just ignorance on their part. Because the profession that we're in, my friend, is the greatest profession on the planet, because we're all about helping other people get what they want. We're all about personal growth, personal development. But I want you to get is that if they don't want what you have to offer, it's simply that they're not interested in it, they're not attracted to it, or they just don't want it. It's okay. I want you to also understand that there's a couple of different types of fear. There's emotional fear. That's really what people will say about you, or what people will think of you. And I believe that fear is pretty much all ego-based. And then there's the physical fear. It's the fear of physical pain, you actually getting hurt. Now, that emotional pain it's real as well. I acknowledge that, and I want you to acknowledge that it can be real, but there's no damage to be done there. That's really the take-home message here, and I want you to really get that, because having that fear of talking to people and what they're going to say, think of you is holding you back, and it's stifling your business. And if you can just get your team, your organization, your distributors, your reps, your brand partners, whatever you call your organization, your team, if you will, to let go of fear of rejection, I'm going to tell you what, your business would flourish. So let's talk a little bit about physical fear and what it really means. Well, physical fear is actually a good thing because I think it can actually protect you. This is especially true when you're doing something foolish, something dangerous, for example. I remember one time we were out on a lake with a bunch of friends. My son was there. He was probably, I don't know, early 20s. You know, I'm, you know, at that point, probably late 40s. And he says, "Dad, there's a bridge," because we went under a bridge, you know, where the road was. He said, "Let's jump off the bridge into the lake." And I'm like, "I don't know if I want to do that." And you know how kids are. They kind of like, "Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it." I said, "Fine, I'm going to go do it." So we pulled the boat over to the side. We climbed up the bank and we stood on the rail. It was a cement rail of this bridge, looking down about 30 feet before the water. And you can't see the water. I mean, under the water. So it could be a stump, rocks, or whatever under there. So yeah, there was some real physical fear. And the fear that I had then was, I don't want to get hurt. You know, there's the splash part, which is not really a big deal, but it's that what's under the water thing. I don't really want to get hurt. So that was physical fear. And, you know, you want to be mindful of that. But, yeah, you know, like a bunch of foolish young kids that we were, he was, I should have known better. We jumped off and we had a great time. We actually did two or three times. And then there was the time I was flying in a perfectly good airplane and we went skydiving. But I had a guy attached to me on the back. So, yeah, I was kind of scared about that. But that was one of the biggest rushes I've ever had. But, you know, there's that other type of fear. You know, if you ever are in a bank and it gets robbed, you want to make sure that you keep your face down and you stay protected. You know, and that's a good thing. So physical fear can be a really good thing and it can actually serve us. But in our business, it can actually crush you. And that's really the thing that's most important that I really want you to get here is that the fear, that emotional fear, can actually keep you from performing what you need to do to generate the activity so you can create the quality of life, i.e. the income that you want for your business. Does that make sense? So I believe this type of fear comes from a place of ego. And what do I mean by ego? I mean, you're concerned about what other people are going to think of you. And a lot of times, I really believe this. See if this makes sense to you. If you feel rejection, who is that really about? Is that about you trying to help the prospect, or is it about you not making a sale, or the prospect not agreeing with you in your ego? So you're making it about ego. So I've said for years and years, you know, if you feel rejection, who's that about? The prospect? Or is that about you, the distributor, trying to make the sale or the commission? Okay. It's about you. It is. It's about you. But if you're just sifting and sorting, you're looking for people who are looking for what you have. You know, the reality of it is some people are going to be interested. Some people aren't going to be interested. Both are perfect answers. You know, there's no rejection at all. But most time, that fear comes from that place of ego because you're concerned about what people are going to think about you. Will you be successful? Will you make the commission? Will you rank advanced? Will you look foolish by approaching this person and talking to this person? Now, a lot of it has to do with what you say and how you say it. And if you have worked on your skills and you've gotten yourself somewhat developed and you get good at asking questions of people, and you've heard me say this if you've listened to Straight Talk at all, every presentation shouldn't be a presentation, but it should be a conversation. So if you're having conversations with people, you're asking them questions. And if you're a little nervous or a little fearful about that conversation, the first thing you need to do is just acknowledge that it's there. It's not a big deal. I think we all have fears. And when you acknowledge the fear, you can kind of just say this to yourself or to your fear. Hey, thanks for trying to protect me and keeping me safe, but I'll be okay because this is just a conversation I'm having. It's not a big deal. You see, it's not a big deal. I want you to get that, okay? Ask yourself or your fear, you know, what pain is the fear trying to protect you from? Because if the person says, no, I don't want your products or your business, they're not going to punch you. They're not going to shoot you. They're not going to kick you. You're still going to have your arm. They're just going to say, no, I don't want what you have to offer. See, there's no physical pain involved unless you create it in your stomach. Don't do that. It's not smart. You see, it's, you know, that fear and that pain is maybe trying to protect you from that judgment. But this is true for our business, but it's also true for our social lives. If you want to date or you have a need, a lot of times we have needs that, you know, we need to ask somebody for help and we're afraid to ask because they might say no. And, you know, we get all into our head. So understand that fear is simply a learned response from pain, and fear is okay. It's okay to come from a place of fear, but in most cases, it's really coming from a place of the deep desire of wanting approval from that person. The truth is, I think in most cases, we want everybody to like us. Well, the truth is, you know this, is that nobody there's no way that everybody's ever going to like you. I'm sorry to say that. Because you know what? People are always going to judge you. That's human nature. It's called the fabric of life. They're going to judge you based on what you drive. If you drive, maybe you don't drive. They're going to judge you based on what you wear, how your hair looks, where you live, the business that you're in. That's called the fabric of life. Don't worry about it. So how do you handle all this fear? Well, understand, and I think if you get this, this is really important, that 80% of the people in the world aren't going to approve of what you have to offer, aren't going to want what you have to offer, aren't going to want to maybe maintain the same belief that you have. And you know what? That's okay. You don't need everybody to agree with you. You don't need everybody to buy your product or get involved with your business. It's okay if they don't want to do that. So get this belief. Just get this. You know, nothing is for everyone. Does that kind of make sense? It's kind of like, boom, straight out there. Nothing is for everybody. And it's perfectly okay for somebody not to want to use your product or get involved with your business or not even to spend time, you know, meeting you for coffee because they're too busy. That's okay. So your job, and this is the shift really that you need to make, your job is simply to look for people who are looking for what you have to offer. Work with the willing. You know, we've seen this done in politics. We've seen it done in religion. We've seen it done in the home-based business profession. We've seen it done in everything. There's people with integrity who really try to help, and there's people with none who just try to push their agenda. Don't be like that person because they're really going to judge you then. Even if you are the nicest person on the planet, there's going to be people who don't agree with you and reject your beliefs. And you know what I call that? I call that okay. So what do you do? Be yourself. Come from a place of wanting to help. Come from a place of integrity. And don't judge other people just because they don't want to do what you do. The bottom line, my friend, is this. Know that you will be rejected by some people, but not everybody. Understand that your job is to look for people who are looking for what you have to offer. Does that kind of make sense? I hope you get what we're talking about today. So do me a favor. Normally I can send you to my blog or my Facebook page, but today I want you to go to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petro, P-E-T-R-O, Vic, V-I-C-K. So youtube.com/Terry Petrovic. And if you'd like to see a presentation, a slide presentation of this radio show, I have that there as well. Remember this, my friend. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one because you absolutely deserve it.